right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, we are at the Days Inn right next to the Columbus, Ohio airport.
I love a Days Inn. I love a cheap, shitty motel.
Yep.
Or hotel.
All you're doing is staying here overnight if you have an early flight, so you don't feel like waking up. Yeah. No, we're here.
Watch guys' grocery games until you fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. So we are at actually the vending machine bank down by the down by the elevator. The ice machine is broken on this floor and on every floor. It's just a big humming box of water.
Yep, the I love a box of water. So should I stick my head in it? What's your game?
I have actually broken into this this vending machine over here. I gave the snacks to the people who are more deserving.
I shot the receptionist in the stomach. I didn't know what you were doing. I'm glad that you let us know that we're doing crimes because I was feeling really alone.
Oh, Gary, did you call somebody?
Yeah, I called somebody else to shoot her again.
No, what'd she do?
Well, we're just doing hotel crimes.
Don't worry,
I stole a pillow as well. You didn't hear me. You know, you didn't yell at me about that.
You would steal a hotel pillow?
I would download a hotel pillow. I would download a gut shot wound.
Well, okay.
Into a receptionist. Well,
that poor woman. So what I've done, I've replaced all of the snacks with different games. I'm just gonna ask you to give me a letter between A and E.
I thought we broke into it.
No, I broke. Why do we have to? It's a randomization, okay?
Just put money in? Okay, you broke into it to put the games in, but I still have to use the interface to get something.
You're not looking at it. I just need you to give me a random. We're picking one at random. Give me a letter between A and E and a number okay. between 0 and 9. Okay.
All right. D's nuts. D2. Let's do it.
D2. Okay.
Yeah.
And thunk. It appears we got Pringles.
Yeah.
We got Pringles, the video game, and we need to run now.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And welcome to Abject Suffering, the show where we and our enemies take pictures of inauthentic Vietnamese noodles before enjoying a nice clay dessert with the Hobbit. That's right, we take photos of fo-fo with the foe's fo-show while eating fro-yo made from Play-Doh with Frodo. Uh-oh.
Cool. That's exactly what we do on this show, which is great.
Yeah, we got in one, Will. this is a Gary joint.
This is a Gary vanity pick. Mm-hmm. I can see your agenda on this one.
Did you follow the trail of breadcrumbs that began with I like talking about snack food?
Yeah, yeah.
And ended with I like raising Pringles awareness. As part of my mandated community service. Yeah.
How did you hear about this? How did you hear about Pringles, the Genesis game that was made in 2009?
the homebrew Genesis game, Pringles game? Uh-huh. I heard about it through AGDQ.
Okay, okay.
There's a speed run of it. Mm. And I watched. I was like, Pringles the game.
Wait a minute.
At first I thought it was a mascot, like it was going to be like Pringles the bat or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no. It's the chips.
Yeah. It's the Pringle.
Yeah.
The pressed, like, potato paste.
Yeah, yeah. Potato shavings. Yeah. It's a crisp. Yeah, you can't call them chips or else they'll sue you.
Mm-mm. No. You'll get executed. So then I was like, Pringle's the game. And then I started doing research. At first thinking it was a real game, like a licensed game.
Yeah, Genesis had Cool Spot and all of that, right?
Yeah. And I love a licensed game. Yeah. Like I love advert games. I love licensed games and stuff. Mm-hmm. Turns out this is much weirder.
Yeah.
Than that, and much better. And if we can't talk about Pringles for a half hour, then I'm going to
We have to turn it in. Yeah.
Yeah.
but yeah, so this it's a homebrew game. And you can, you know, just do a search for it, and you'll find the ROM. There's a URL in the opening, 68000.web.fc2.com. Mm-hmm. This is a Japanese developer, it appears. And like, this is just a single website that lists all of the different projects that they do. This is a person who made a homebrew Pringles game just for the love of the game. Mm-hmm. And the secret is, this is actually really fun.
It's one of the most fun Genesis games ever created.
It's nothing, right? Like, this, like, it's not a game with like a campaign and, you know, lots of varied levels and stuff. You know, like, this basically is, it kind of plays a little bit like a sparse mobile game, but like, it's mm-hmm. really compulsive. What happens in Pringles the game, Gary?
In Pringles the game, you are the Pringles head. Pringles, for some reason, the mascot is a man. Mm-hmm. Who looks like he's in a barbershop, like Uno Tet, you know, like just one yeah. man
just a,
doing that
white circular mm-hmm. face with a big old bushy mustache, just fun eyebrows that make him look like he's saying, hey, how are you?
Yeah, like just an old timey guy.
Yeah, he's got a bow tie.
You're his head, and you go through various Pringlescapes that are themed on different flavors.
Yep.
You know, so there's sour cream and onion, basil and tomato, and black pepper Pringles.
Mm-hmm.
And these determine the backgrounds.
Yes.
As you bounce on Pringles yeah. to build up a combo. Without touching the ground, you just bounce on these Pringles
mm-hmm.
And make a little eat sound. When you land on the ground, you make a fart sound.
Yep.
And there's no music. That's weirdly eerie and trippy. yeah, it's mostly about bouncing and not hitting the ground.
Yeah.
You compared it to, what is that, the mobile game?
Doodle Jump. Game. Yeah,
yeah. It's like Doodle Jump, but fun.
Yeah, it's Doodle Jump, but without the weird tilt controls.
Yeah,
like I find myself, like I kind of had to pull myself away from this because it was real compulsive. You know, it's fun.
I played all the levels. Like you play this game in like 5 minutes.
It's very short.
You can play all the Pringles. You know, pretty easy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very fun. You know, and you know, I like the idea of this man bouncing on Pringles, eating them, and getting a little jump. Mm-hmm. I like he doesn't have a body.
Mm-hmm.
He's just some kind of weird. I don't know what he is. Like, just, what is the Pringles fella?
I think it might be modeled after the creator of this. Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. Bauer. Frederick Bauer, possibly. Let me take a look at this guy. This is young Fred Bauer, so I don't know. And I poked before around.
Like commanding mustache.
I poked around on like wikis, and there was no, there was nothing that I saw that was like, here is the provenance for Pringles man.
How, I have a thing open that how does the Pringles mascot, how do you get it, or does he have a name here, which we'll get to. But the, how great are the surreal backgrounds in this?
Oh, they're amazing. I love the gigantic onions.
Yeah, they look like Russian, mm-hmm. like Tetris backgrounds. And then the tomato one, which are like tomatoes like floating in Rom's lake from Bloodborne.
the pepper shakers that look like big chess pieces. In the background,
it's very surreal and weird.
Yeah,
and they hop around, like they move and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, this is made with so much care.
Yeah,
you know, the graphics of this are actually very good
mm-hmm.
for what it is. if you were going to just take a game out of Pringles, you know, and he was not paid in money or Pringles for this,
right?
I think he's just a fan of the Pring.
Uh huh.
You know,
it's so good.
Love to Pring.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
So Pringles, we all know and love Pringles.
Of course we do.
Which of these variations on Pringles is funniest? Pringles, Pringles, Prongles, or Prongles?
Prangles.
Like, which verb replacement is the funniest?
A vowel replacement? Prangles. Prangles for sure.
Prangles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm big into Prongles.
Prongles is like, good. I think Prongles Prongles is funnier written, where Prangles is funnier spoken, I believe.
Said.
Yeah.
They're all good, though. It kind of teaches you that it's a very good word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you can take a word and replace the vowel, this is nothing. You replace the word and replace the vowel with anything, and mm-hmm. it's still a good word. That's how you know you have a good word.
That's a good, you know, that's a good word you're looking at there, bud.
Yeah, the word takes a pet like no problem.
Oh man, yeah, no. So yeah, I would say prangles, because there's just something about the sound that is inherently mm-hmm. funny to me. You know,
yeah, angles.
Yeah, you just really put some wine on it. Yeah, I'm shocked at how like well tuned the control is on this as well. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you're not doing much. Like, there's really no button. There's no jump. It's just an auto bounce kind of thing. But like, it's not floaty. Mm-hmm. And it's not you're not moving too fast, not moving too slow. There's a good amount of control that you can get off of it. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, it's actually good. It's well tuned, and I want to check out some of these other ones, but I'm not sure how many other games they did that you can just launch through an emulator, right? Because like yeah. some of these are like, you know, microcomputer kind of things. I'm most tempted by Piss Game.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Piss Game, the introduction. Launch your piss into the sky, a program for SG-1000 level basic.
Got it. I think I've told you before that I became a minor legend among my friends by pissing from one stall into another stall in a movie theater, right?
Jesus. How did you achieve that?
Just I used to be able to piss real hard.
You used to be able to achieve a certain amount of muzzle velocity?
Yeah. Oh. And you know, now I'm lucky if I get drips and drabs. I'm lucky if it's like a paint can with a hole in it being used to trail somebody. <You know? laughs> Just there all day. But yeah, that was me launching my piss in the sky. Are you ready for the reveal of the name of the Pringles mascot? Because it's really good.
Oh, I'm here.
Julius Pringles.
Yay!
I think it's very funny.
Yeah.
I'm on mash.com, the Pringles section.
Okay.
And learning so much about fucking Pringles, man. The untold truth of Pringles. Sign me up. How many whistleblowers died?
Yeah.
To bring us this.
Julius Pringles.
Hello, I'm Julius Pringles. Enjoy my chip. Well,
not so Julius Pringles, PhD.
Like, Julius Pringles is a powerful name for a pet as uh-huh. well. Or a person or a mascot. Again, yeah. You can tell it's good because it can be used for lots of things.
oh gosh. The man buried in a Pringles can and other strange Pringles mysteries.
Pringles mysteries, dude.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Okay. Like, so this is off of foodandwine.com. Invented to be a potato chip utopia. Constantly hearing from complaining customers about broken and stale potato chips. Procter and Gamble hired chemists and organic engineers to create what they hoped would be the perfect potato chip. Yeah. So it was basically salt to get rid of the crumbles problem. Yeah.
Yeah. And it works for that.
Mm-hmm.
And Pringles is also where I think the verb for sleeving,
ooh,
something came from. Maybe perhaps? Like sleeve a hole.
I first heard that in relation to Fig Newtons, because those do come like in a sleeve. Yeah,
yeah. And I've been known to sleeve some figs.
Oh yeah,
but I could also like I can sit down and really fuck up. Like I don't feel good afterwards, but no. I can't do a can of Pringles.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, over the course of an evening. Yeah, no, yes. I've definitely done that. Here's the thing. Yeah. I like Pringles. Mm-hmm. I will often get them. I prefer. I honestly,
if you didn't like Pringles, you'd have to tell me, because otherwise it's entrapment.
It's entrapment. Yeah. And I like it's weird because it used to be one of their like marketing points, but it's a genuine thing. Potato chips that are generally like fried in a bag, you get your hands all greasy. I don't like dealing with that, right? You know, like just Lay's. Oh my god, eating Lay's, it's like you it's like you worked a shift in a fry trailer, right? You know,
fair. You lost a fucking war or something.
Yeah.
Like we've moved so far past the Lay's potato chip.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I cannot imagine eating Lay's potato chip.
No,
with today's chip market.
No.
What unflavored for me? Like, yeah. Why on earth would you ever eat a fucking Lay's and is like an unflavored Lay's potato chip?
Yeah. Oh, just salt, no, please. Or something? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, are you looking to fucking like die?
Here's
like, I feel like executed for such ridiculousness.
Here's the thing that is unsatisfying about Pringles to me, and this is a real bummer.
Now tread lightly.
Okay. a Pringle, though when you go to the store, you see that they have, you know, a wide variety, more different colored cans, more flavors than there are stars in the sky, right?
Yes.
Pringles, they're a little bit too lightly flavored for me. Now,
ooh.
I'm not somebody who, like, you know, like it needs to be, you know, just like laid on there thick. It doesn't need to be like, you know, Cheetos hot, you know, like caked on, like this is mostly powder kind of thing. But sometimes
it's a dust.
Sometimes I'm a little bit disappointed. This happened this past weekend. Okay. Went and got groceries and I did curbside, and they were out of just the regular Pringles, which is what I would normally get. And they said, is salt and vinegar fine? And I was like, salt and vinegar is great. Okay. And they brought it out to me. And I had never had a salt and vinegar Pringles
they
before.
They waited with bated breath to see whether you approved.
Yes, they handed me a Pring on a pillow, and it didn't taste substantially different compared to regular Pringles. The barbecue Pringles, pretty similar. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, I feel like they're a little bit too lightly flavored, especially because their whole brand is that they lean into the multiple flavor kind of angle.
There is a subtlety to a Pringle. It does.
Gotta have a sommelier come in and tell you to get the pairings.
Yeah, with the tasting notes.
To heighten this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Did you aerate it, Cole?
No, I like, ate it in bed like a fucking monster, Gary.
You didn't have your Pringle bucket where you taste it and then spit it. It's like, this is my bucket full of horrible wads.
Pringle tasting I like, to I'm it. Like a wasp by making my own hive out of potato shavings.
It's Pringle mache. It depends on the flavor for me.
Okay.
I think there are Pringles that are too mild, right? But you get a classic, like you get like the cheddar Pringle or honey mustard Pringle. Those have strong enough flavor for me.
Mm. Yeah.
It really does depend. I agree with you that there are Pringles that are a little too wussy, especially since I've recently become reacquainted with the kettle chip.
I mean, the kettle chip is very good. I like a kettle chip. Yeah. We were talking in the green room like yesterday, talking about I'm a big fan of the salt and pepper kettle chip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
very good. Yeah, I've never had a salt and pepper Pringle.
No,
even though I'm led by this game to believe they exist.
A black pepper Pringle, probably a little bit subtle, but that's what I would want. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's I have a friend who likes potato chips, but only likes unflavored potato chips.
Weird.
Feels like an affectation to me. It feels like the kind of thing you brag about it doesn't impress me.
I'm a purist. Yeah.
That's what it is. It's like the kind he talks about it the same way he talks about taking his whiskey neat.
Ooh, no.
It's like, no, man. Like, if you're going to be roll around at the dump, like, give me as much salt, sugar, and onion powder as you possibly can.
Now, I'm back when I was a pickier eater.
Yeah.
I used to be like, unflavored for me. And I still don't fuck around with like a sour cream, kind of anything. I just don't care for that. But like, no, I have since branched out into more than just the plain salted. Gary, I found, I'm going to send this to you. Fandom, a website that barely functions. Mm-hmm. It's in the Discord here. They have it is the Pringles.
She's in different places to send me things.
I know, and
it's
really
confusing.
Which
they scramble to open the Slack.
But there is somebody has made the Pringles flavor wiki.
Nice.
Yeah,
Pringles paprika.
And I did a search. This sounds delicious to me. This sounds refreshing. Pringles lime and black pepper.
That'd be really good.
That sounds really good, doesn't it?
I would like to. They should create a tube that is one of each of these Pringles.
Oh, a sampler? But they would all, like, yeah, I mean, the flavors would all intermingle. And then it would, like, and then well, it would just kind of be.
What if they. Well, no, what if they're individually wrapped in a condom? Each one?
Yeah. If they each came in their own, like, plastic sleeve.
Julius Pringle says, wear a raincoat or else you're going to get an STD.
Yeah. What you're describing is all dressed chips. Is what you're saying? Yeah, is what you want an all dressed Pringle?
That's not what I want. I want a variety pack where they're all different. Yeah, it just would be a packaging nightmare. I want to try all the Pringles in one set. Yeah. I want like a Pringles date where it is all of like two of each of these flavors. So me and a date can sit down and just explore grilled shrimp.
Compare notes.
Pringles.
Yeah. So something that puts me off of Pringles just a little bit. I feel like they're getting a little bit too adventurous with the food science on this. They are, I think, premier in terms of trying to make the dry salted chip that is meat flavored.
Sure. You know? Are you talking about the spicy chicken flavor from Wendy's, the cross promotion?
Yeah, I don't care for that. They've done a few. They have Pringles Taco Night, which I imagine is supposed to be like, I don't like the idea. Like I've never liked, I've always been kind of grossed out by the chicken and a biscuit, you know, chicken flavored, cracker. I understand.
Pringles roast turkey.
Yeah. Pringles smoky bacon, you know, smoked salami, that puts me off. And I am also put off by the sweet, the Pringles white chocolate peppermint or the, what is it? The
pumpkin spice.
Yeah. There's one that was blueberry that I saw, Pringles blueberry and hazelnuts.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah.
I would eat the Pringles pumpkin. This one's called Pringles Los Angeles Street. It's barbecue chicken flavored, but the name of it is Pringles Los Angeles Street.
That is really good. No, I'm more of a fan of like the Pringles seaweed. Pringles seaweed would be good.
I'd be interested in it.
Yeah,
instead I thought it was interesting. I would like Pringles cheese carnival. That's great. I would try all of these Pringles easily. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, most, like if I look at Pringles current offering, because I'm on the Pringles.com.
Of course.
It's pretty restrained.
I imagine they're probably having some supply line issues.
Sure. You know, and it's just not a great time to launch a bunch of weird flavors.
Right.
One of the ones that they have ketchup flavored ones, which because of the Universal Yum Box, I got turned on to ketchup chips. Like ketchup chips are good. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's gonna be gross, but they're actually delicious.
Yeah.
And they have that Wendy's one. One of the things I like about fast food, like trash food culture in 2021 is everything is just fucking mashed together.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
You know, like, oh, it's like, why not Flamin' Hot Doritos ice cream? Fuck it. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, everything just is everything.
there was an image going around of oh gosh, it was Cool Ranch Doritos flavored Lay's chips.
Like, and it's just this sign of very possible. You know? the very great thing about the Pringles website as well is that this is where I clicked on favorites. There and the image for favorites is a man standing behind a giant Pringles can, basically holding where its tits would be, like Justin Timberlake in the Super Bowl. And then the advertisement for the Pringles Mega Stack, which I'm going to learn about the Mega Stack here
it's,
soon.
It's just a bigger can of Pringles. Okay. It's a good value.
Is a woman emerging from the Mega Stack, looking very surprised and delighted to having, you know, emerged fully formed, like from the head of Zeus from a Mega Stack. Like their giant Pringles novelty photo shoot that they did here is very fun to me. And then there's the Pringles Grooves, which I've never had a Pringles Groove.
Oh, these ones have it's just wavy. Yeah, just wavy. Man, has anybody ever said like, hey, do you want some Pringles, and they handed you a Lay's Stacks?
No, because I've gone back in time and killed those people's parents.
Okay, cool.
If you were to do that to me, I would unmake you from the universe. Like a Lay's Stacks is, I'm so disgusted by Lay's.
Uh-huh.
And not just for culture war reasons. Like, as far as I know, these are all made by the same monsters.
These used to be P&G. They're now a sub brand of Kellogg, which has its own problems. I was worried because like, you know, there's all those strikes going on. And then in Nabisco and things like that, and you're hearing about horrifying horrifying working conditions in some of these. I'm positive it's not pleasant to work in a Pringles factory, but as far as I know right now, there is not a labor action against Kellogg's, but Lay's definitely is like one of the nightmare companies.
Yeah, absolutely. So Pringles, you know, probably not great, but mostly I'm here from a flavor perspective.
Yeah.
And the perspective is those chips suck dick. In a bad way.
Yeah, no, they're just really, really bad. The Lay's Stacks. What sounds really good, I was unaware that there is a Pringles Parmesan and roasted garlic. That sounds amazing to me. Because when I get to
who was buried in the Pringles.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's in Cincinnati. That was like a Cincinnati story.
It's the man who created it. It's Bauer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. In 2008, his cremated remains were buried inside a Pringles can.
Yeah.
And this was not just a silly stunt. Bauer had specifically requested this unusual burial, and his children honored his request.
Yeah. No, it was it's a lasting contribution to the world.
What flavor would you want to be buried in?
Oh, plain. I want to be remembered as a simple man.
I think I would want them to create a flavor out of my ashes and bury me in
that can. But Pringles bone dust.
Yeah, Pringles rendered Gary.
Okay.
Like just melt me down, or like make a head cheese out of me, like boil me and then strain it. And then whatever is left, press that into Pringles.
Right, right.
And then have that flavor. And the cover is me and Julius Pringles 69. Let me get my mustache tickled and get his mustache tickled. You know?
Yeah. No, just
chaos mode.
full chaos mode. Yeah, he's buried in one of the nice cemeteries down there, like Arlington or Springdale or something like that, right?
It's the nicest cemetery in the world that has a Pringles coffin.
Maybe, yeah.
It doesn't, like, the idea of that being a nice, classy cemetery and having a Pringles casket is like pretty bizarre.
I mean, it was a bit, PNG shit is a huge deal in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I guess that makes sense. So you live near the Pringles capital.
Yeah, I currently live 3 hours from the Pringles capital, but I lived in Pringlestown for a good long while. Yeah.
Yeah. Man. What a dream.
just you couldn't walk anywhere without tripping over the fuckers. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like how other towns get locusts. There's just like Pringles, like a moth with two Pringles for a wing slowly breathing on a wall.
I reach out to touch it and the wings crumble.
Yeah. and the bug within crawls away.
Mm-hmm.
You have to catch them and just eat them in one bite.
Make a wish.
Yeah. just we both pull on one side of a Pringle insect.
Pringles bruschetta. Pringles bruschetta would be amazing. Fuck,
bruschetta is good in general, but Pringle.
But in the convenience of a Pringle, I mean, like Pringles feels like, when, again, we talked about Shrinky Dinks in a recent episode of Orb, it is one of those like just real space age kind of things. Pringles, it was sold in the tube. It always felt like space age shit to me.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like get that bag out of here. Yeah. It's actually, it's like better than a bag too. It's resealable like easily. You don't have to buy like a shitty little unitasker.
Right, right.
I hate a chip clip.
Well, I mean, if you're not using binder clips to keep your chips clipped, then I don't know what to do.
I don't want
to
use a tool at all. I just want to have, like, why doesn't it come with a lid?
I mean, Pringles do.
Yeah. Beyond the Pringles.
Yeah. I was just addressing the unitasker problem. I was just going to say,
Also, when you eat a Pringle, do you have a specific Pringle ritual? Do you eat them one at a time? Do you do multiple Pringles?
If it is a snack that I am eating, in between tasks, like I just want to get some Pring in me, get a little bit of potato paste to go.
Yeah. And your drip is faulty. getting a slow paced drip.
I will go a couple at a time, you know? Mm-hmm. Makes a really satisfying crunch. If I'm savoring it, though, I will pull out many at a time, but I will take them one at a time off the top. And then I always put them in the concave side down.
What I was going to say. I lay that gently across my tongue.
Yeah, yeah. And then I...
the Shroud of Turin.
Yeah, I don't put it in entirely because my mouth is not really that big, but I close my mouth around it, break it, and then I just kind of feed the rest of it into my mouth with my lips. And then then I chew them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, similar. I want to know how universal the like delicate placement of a single Pringle onto the tongue was.
I never take the Pringles and make a little duck bill out of them. That is a waste of Pringle.
No, and if I do that, it's only when I have a bugle on each finger and I'm terrorizing.
Yes.
Yeah. If I'm going to appear in people's rooms at night, as Julius Pringle living single with my bugle things and Pringle duck bill.
Yeah.
That's why I do that.
Yeah.
just the scary chip man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. shoes made of Lay's. I go long periods of time without eating chips because they're not, you know, they're not good for you.
Right, right.
And I kind of forget about chips. I don't think about them. And then I go back into chips in a big way,
mm-hmm.
you know? And the nice thing is now that I'm older, like I cannot, you know, we talked a big game earlier about sleeving an entire can of Pringles.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be able to do that. Now though, I cannot really sleeve a can of Pringles.
Well, I mean, we've talked about this before. Like it's like if you eat a whole pizza, you're done for 2 days, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, well, I've got trouble shits and bad sleep for 2 days.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a fucking nightmare. Yeah.
Yeah. So now that I've got chips again, it's been really nice to rediscover all this consumer trash food.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I bought a bag of Doritos.
Hmm.
You know, and I like Doritos. I've always liked Doritos. But I'm just really appreciating
scientists worked very hard to make sure that you would always like Doritos.
And why shouldn't I benefit from that, you know, the fruits of society's innovation? Yeah.
You know? If you can control it, whatever, you know.
my ex, I found out that she had never had a combo before.
Ooh, she never been on road trip? So I got,
apparently. There are a lot of things she'd never fucking done. But
Jesus, dude.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
But I went and got some combos and had a combo for the first time in a long time. And let me tell you, I don't think those hold up.
No, they're extremely dry. No, they're really bad.
Yeah. If somebody made a combo homebrew Genesis game, yeah, I'd play it. Yeah, we'd talk about it, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't crave combos after it the same way I want to go buy a bunch of Pringles right now.
I mean, I want to go to the drug mart and just fill my shopping cart with Pringles.
One of every Pringle.
Mm-hmm.
Bring me a Noah's Ark of Pringles. That's what they should call that Pringles date concept, where it's two of each Pringle.
Yeah, yeah.
And they should tie it into the Bible for promotional purposes and to get mm-hmm. the horse paste eaters to eat it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like, everything's
why eat horse paste when you have Pringles paste in your stomach?
I love my ivermectin Pringles. It gives me different shits.
Yeah, I love you know, the greasy Olestar shits I was having before. No more.
Yeah. Oh man. But yeah, the
would you eat a Pringle that was flavored like horse but had no horse, you know, made in it, no real horse, so just artificially horse flavored?
Yeah, yeah. I would eat that too. I would eat that tofu that is made to taste like human. I don't care. I'd eat hufu.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I'd try it.
Yeah,
you know, I'd like it more in a Pringle. Like human Pringle. You know, like just Julius Pringle smiling there, and then it's mm-hmm. just like a picture of like just, you know, a guy.
I'd love it if you ate some of my body.
Yeah, just, you know, and you actually could, because that guy was buried in a Pringles can.
Yeah.
Like you could chug the guy who created Pringles out of a Pringles can.
Okay.
Yeah, now.
You could do that to anybody. You could chug anybody out of a Pringles can.
Well, but it wouldn't be as convenient. This guy's ready made.
Yeah, true.
You know, like if I wanted, like let's say I just like picked somebody random in my apartment complex and wanted to chug them out of a Pringles can.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole week's worth of work.
Oh, yeah. No. And then a whole lifetime of hoping that shadow never catches up to you, you know?
You know, it probably would. I'd probably get hunted. I'd have to change my name.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You'd have to start a whole new duck feed with, like, you know, Larry Butterman, who lives in Cancun or something.
Yep.
The Cayman Islands.
Mm-hmm.
Buttermans.
Yeah. Run down to Belize, antivirus
the
guy.
The boys from Brazil.
Yeah.
The Pringles from Brazil.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah. Man. Yeah. If you had to be made into any kind of snack product and it wasn't Pringles, what would you be made into once you die? What do you want me to do with you once you die?
Well, I mean, we've established the chain of custody for all of our skulls.
Skull apart. I'm just talking about the deflated, like, sack of, like, the midsummer, you know, remains of you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what I'd be good for is the thing. I'd probably rinds. Just render me into rinds. That's fine.
What rinds?
Hmm?
Some rinds kind of what?
Some kind of rind. Some kind of, you know, pork rind kind of thing. Cracklings.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking of like watermelon rind, and I was like, you say it's a modifier by it. You can't just be a general rind. Yeah. But I forgot about pork rinds.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be good. Like a crackling, like a cold crackling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I can get into that.
Uh huh.
Get down with that.
How about you?
Yeah, cold Rosslyn's. Oh, no. I want to be buried respectfully.
No, I want them like,
don't,
to.
Don't,
I want them to do that pressure, like that pressure treatment with lye that turns you just into that oil that can be dumped down the sink.
Yeah, that's the good stuff, man. And that oil could be used to flavor anything.
just fry up some kettle chips in that bad boy. Yeah. And by that bad boy, I mean me. I'm a very bad boy.
I'm just a roiling grease fire behind a KFC for the rest of my life.
Yep.
You know? Not so bad.
Just picturing that guy behind the dumpster at the Denny's in Mulholland Drive just coming out with him, just a big old boiling cauldron.
Can you imagine the guy behind the dumpster in Mulholland Drive becoming the dumpster behind Mulholland Drive? Like an Animorph style?
After he got shot by a dart?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
One of the things that is I don't like about myself is the fact that we played this and we talked about this means that I will end up eating Pringles.
Probably.
I'm somebody who prides myself on being resistant to advertising, but I hate commercials. Mm-hmm. But if somebody says the name of something.
No, it's inceptive.
Like I have to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And somebody talked about a chicken sandwich the other day and I was like, I have a bunch of food in my house, but I'm going to go buy a chicken sandwich. A
chicken sandwich rules. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck me. I guess somebody said chicken sandwich. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Like commercials are working too hard. Like this should just be like a man walking up in a white void going Pringles. And then that's all it would really take for me to buy anything. Mm-hmm. Commercials should just be a series of men standing in line in a microphone, like at a convention.
Mm-hmm.
And women and people who are non-binary walking up to the microphone and just saying the names of products. And that's all it would take.
Wouldn't even just be people like spray paint the Pringles on the back of a dog. Just set them loose.
Yeah.
You know,
and teach a dog to say Pringles or get a parrot, like an African gray and teach it to say Pringles.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I should never be trusted with an African gray, because like half of its words would be shit like Pepsi. Oh, like, really make me laugh to have the bird be like Pepsi.
So you just ruin that African gray. Yeah. Oh, pray for
you
Mojo.
Really destroy like the culture. You can really cargo cult an African gray with whatever kind of garbage you want.
Yeah.
You know?
He just wants to fit in.
Yeah. They're very pathetic birds, honestly.
Oh God.
There were a bunch of different, I sent you a YouTube that was the history of Pringles games.
You did. Yeah.
I love adver games. It was showing all the different like promotional games that Pringles made that you can no longer play.
Mm-hmm.
Like old weird flash games on the Pringles website.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked the Pringles
boxing. Some of those
boxing.
Very fun to me.
Pringles boxing looks fun. Yeah.
Pringles boxing is in 3D. Like you play it in from the perspective, and Julius Pringles, instead of being a carrot, it's called Super Spud Boxing.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of Julius Pringles being somebody you box or the main character, he's the announcer who encourages you to box like a French fry.
Mm-hmm.
It's about different kinds of potatoes fighting each other.
Yeah. These spuds are ready to mash. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really weird. It's very confusing. And there's a bunch of them that look really cool to me. Like I would play all these.
Mm-hmm.
The one where you're a cowboy.
Yep.
You're the Pringle head on top of a horse doing ramps. You know?
Sorry, I know that he's like riding the horse, but I'm just picturing a horse with a Pringle head.
Got a Pringle tar? a fucking Pringle tar. Like I don't get enough chances the tabletop game to do jokes like that, but if I did. the horse with a Pringle for a head.
Yeah.
Or the Pringles mascot for a head.
Oh, of course. Yes. Either or.
Yeah. Love a Pringle. it's one of those things where I know that it's commercial and shitty and it's just made of garbage. So
yeah.
I, you know, like the McDonald's thing, I kind of feel weird promoting it. At the same time, the counterpoint is that word's real fun to say.
The word is real fun to say. And also, like, I don't know, we're... It's saturation advertising at this point. It's like, oh, us talking about Pepsi, like everybody knows what Pepsi is. Nobody who's hearing this is going to be like, oh, what is this Pringle that I've never heard of? You know,
well, so I keep making the joke about spreading Pringles awareness, but Pringles awareness is already at its peak.
Yeah.
And it's plateaued, you know?
Yeah. Is that 100%? Yeah. And worst case scenario, somebody makes a bad decision and spends $2 on a tube of these. And it's kind of like, oh yeah, those are kind of salty. It's literally just a potato crisp.
Yeah. It's just snacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're really talking it up for fun, but they, it's just, they snacks.
Yeah. Are there better snacks you can have? Yeah. You know, you could have some pistachios, but
Artisanal whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you could have a small batch, like beautiful handmade chip, like taro root.
But, you know, but sometimes you're driving in a car and you don't want to have a bag and you just get one of those, you know, disappointing little Pringles short stacks, right?
Well, and I also, one of the things I really like about modern times, like 2016 onward or whatever, is just the way that popular culture has embraced garbage.
Yes.
Or like popular culture, I mean like the zeitgeist. Mm-hmm. It is cool to just like roll around in filth and be like, yeah, I fucking ate a Taco Bell. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You know, the pendulum has swung so far away from like looking down on that kind of stuff.
Everything's on fire. Like, don't be fancy. Come on.
Yeah. Be unto a possum.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm drinking, earlier I was drinking coffee out of a cup with a possum on it. And it's just like this animal that was widely discarded before now is getting its moment in the sun because it eats garbage.
Yep.
And it's beautiful to me.
It eats garbage just like me, you know, take care of yourself, you know, don't be self-destructive or anything, but like there is room for most people for a Pringle or a garbage or something like that. And, you know, I'm always going to side against snootiness. And potato or salt allergy. There's wheat in them, like a wheat allergy. Like, those are good reasons not to eat a Pringle, right?
Well, but also if you hear somebody talking about Pringles and your first impulse is to be like, oh, that must be nice, but I have a wheat allergy. Or like, what about people with wheat allergies? Go literally fuck yourself pretty hard. Like, yes, there are edge cases. Mm-hmm. Edge cases don't mean that there are no generalities.
Yeah. I'm sorry about your celiac or whatever. That doesn't change what I'm going to eat. We can all have, there's so many snacks. We can all have different snacks.
It feels immaterial. Yeah. It feels like you're really shoehorning that celiac in, like, almost, maybe we're not talking to you if you got the celiac, you know? And if all we did was talk about Pringles, I can understand how that'd be upsetting. Mm-hmm. But indulging the occasional Pringles talk or indulging in the occasional Pringle is not an affront to you, straw man. You know, veggie straw man.
Somebody get one of those little clickers and count how many times we said Pringles over the course of these 42 minutes.
It's a lot. Yeah, I'm going to say Pringles more when we get off mic.
Oh, yeah. And we have a whole episode. So if people are listening to part three of the Ashen coverage and it's just nothing but Pringles talk. Pringles? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we say that for last, so we wouldn't be cranky. And now I'm going into this like fully Pringled up. I'm just like, going to be looking for Pringles if there aren't Pringles.
Yeah.
Like, I think the thing that Ashen needed to get me more interested was more Pringle lore and Pringle energy.
I mean, if it was a Pringles Aver game, I mean, 100% better. I would have had way more patience.
I'm very surprised that after you kill the end boss, a Gigantic Lay's potato chip shows up. And I'm like, oh, of course, that's why I didn't like this.
Yeah.
You know? It's Ruffles.
Oh, God.
Thanks, me. I think I'm going to go on an Aver game little quest here.
Yeah. For a little bit. I'm going to go a little jag. I'm feeling it. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't mean they'll all be snack related, but it is fun for me to talk about pop food.
Yeah. So. Sometimes that food is pop.
Indeed. I like that as well.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Appreciate you, everyone.
Yeah.
And you can leave us ratings or reviews. You can tell your friends about the show. Tell Julius Pringle if you can get an autograph or something, please.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you know the man.
Mm-hmm. Go to patreon.com/duckvtv. We get money to buy Pringles with, and you get extra content, which is a nice thing. And until next time, watch out for Lay's stacks.